The Holy Quran is the word of God revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, more than 1400 years ago as a guidance to all mankind. In the process of giving guidance, Allah has provided hints about the design of his systems, creations, and characteristics of the galaxies, stars, planets, suns, moons, and the earth. These hints must be understood by scientists, engineers, doctors, scholars, and others to admire his great power. It must be emphasized that Islam encourages the human mind to advance its knowledge in the scientific and technological fields. It is only through proper understanding of Allah's creations and systems that we can strengthen our belief in his supreme power and knowledge. The meanings of Quranic words are ever expanding as a human knowledge expands. The original language of the Holy Quran is Arabic, however, translations in all languages are available. Human beings at various levels of civilization on this planet Earth have been trying to understand the concepts of time for thousands and thousands of years. The Greeks and other ancient people used to worship time as one of their gods. The pagan Arabs before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, personified time as existing from eternity to eternity and responsible for the misery or happiness of mankind. These are some pictures of ancient clocks designed to measure time. This is also an ancient clock designed by an ancient civilization. The Holy Quran clarified that time is a created thing. Let us read the following verse. And they say, "What is there but our life in this world? We shall die and we live, and nothing but time can destroy us." But of that, they have no knowledge. They merely conjecture. Now let us read the following verse. God, there is no God but He, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. No slumber can seize Him, nor sleep. His are all the things in heavens and on earth. Who is there can intercede in his presence except as he permitteth? He knoweth what appeareth to his creatures as before or after or behind them. Nor shall they compass aught of his knowledge except as he willeth. His throne doth extend over the heavens and the earth. And he feeleth no fatigue in guarding and preserving them. For he is the Most High, the Supreme in glory. Another important time concept, which has been clarified by the modern scientist, is that time is not absolute. Time is relative. Here we see Einstein's concept of time relativity. This is Newton's concept of time before Einstein. Now let us read the following verse. Yet they ask thee to hasten on the punishment, but God will not fail in his promise. Verily, a day in the sight of thy Lord is like 1,000 years of your reckoning. In this verse, Allah reveals the relationship of his time scale to the time on earth. What we would call 1,000 years may be nothing more than a day or a minute to him. There are several verses in the Holy Quran which hint at the subject of relativity of time. For example, let us study the following verses. He will say, What number of years did ye stay on earth? They will say, We stayed a day or part of a day. But ask those who keep account. He will say, Ye stayed not but a little, if ye had only known. In verse number 112, note that the word number of years imply the earth time. Then in verse 113, note that the words a day or part of a day imply that the same number of years now appear to be a short duration, like a day or a fraction of a day on the time scale of life in the hereafter. Let's study the following verse. And our command is but a single act, like the twinkling of an eye. The figure of speech, twinkling of an eye, has been used to describe that God's command for anything does not take long. His command occurs at an extremely short amount of time, even shorter than the time it takes to twinkle the eyes. Is this a state of timeless time? The time relativity can be illustrated by a slow clock and a fast clock, like the one shown here. However, in the theory of special relativity, it is stated nothing moves in the universe faster than light. Of course, Einstein, who was a great scientist of our time, did the best he could from what he knew. Light is a creation of God, just like time. A Muslim believes that God knows more than anyone else. His knowledge is supreme. There are creations we do not know or we do not see. As Muslims, we cannot say that light is the fastest creation of God. There may be faster creations than light. He is the absolute and he is the eternal. No vision can grasp Allah, as the Quran says. Let us study the next verse. No vision can grasp him, but his grasp is over all vision. He is above all comprehension, yet is acquainted with all things. In our age of advanced science and technology, we understand that time is the fourth dimension. The other three dimensions are length, breadth, and height, and are generally known as space. One of the dimensions of an event is time. The entire event is described by space and time. Our planet Earth rotates around its own axis. This event of one complete revolution around its axis is known as a day. This time duration is further divided into 24 equal intervals of time known as hours. The Earth also revolves around the Sun. One complete revolution of the Earth around the Sun is known as a year. It has been found that the Earth completes 365 revolutions around its own axis in 1 year. Hence, when we say that a certain person lived for 80 years, what we really mean is the Earth completed 80 orbits around the Sun between the birth and the death of this person. It is a measure of his lifetime. The moon makes one complete revolution around the Earth in approximately 29 Earth days. Hence, through observation of Allah's precise dynamic system of Earth, Moon, and Sun, we human beings have come up with the measurement standards of time on Earth. Days, months, and years are exclusively related to Earth and represent time dimensions as we understand them here on Earth. The movements of hands in our home clocks are designed and controlled in such a way that the day is divided into 24 equal time intervals known as hours. the hour hand is synchronized with the Earth's rotation around its axis and completes two revolutions around the dial for one Earth day. The clock further divides the day into 86,400 equal intervals known as seconds. We feel as if time is like a stream which is ever flowing in one direction. Travel in space is exciting. What a great opportunity to see the magnificent creations of Allah. However, the distances are so vast that the present-day technology is not good enough. We have to develop technology so that our spaceship travels with the speed of light. Let us look into the heavens. The closest object is the moon, 250,000 miles from us. Our solar system consists of planets and their moons, all moving as prescribed by His will. Their orbits have been understood quite well by us in this century. Trying to travel into space for a long time. Rockets were designed to penetrate into space. The space shuttle is our latest technological advancement. The deep space spacecraft like Voyager has traveled beyond our solar system. However, it took several years for the spacecraft to cross the solar system, which is like a small dot in our galaxy of billions of stars. Now let us imagine that we are in space, in a vehicle which travels at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. It took us less than 1.5 seconds to reach the moon. The next planet away from the sun is Mars. We are at Mars in 0.726 hours. Now we are proceeding towards the giant planet Jupiter. In 5.83 hours, we are looking at Jupiter, which is 1,000 times bigger than our Earth. Thank you. The next stop is Saturn. Look at the beautiful rings. Planets Neptune, Uranus are huge planets also. Now we are at the farthest planet, Pluto. It has taken us 53.97 hours of Earth time to reach this planet at a distance of 3,610.78 million miles. After Pluto, we are leaving our solar system. Our sun looks like a small lamp, and our Earth is not properly visible. However, we're getting signals from our friends on Earth about the time of our travel recorded on their clocks. The next star system is the Alpha Centauri system, which may take about 4 years of Earth time traveling at our speed of 186,000 miles per second. The space between our solar system and the Alpha Centauri is filled with asteroids and space dust. We are now leaving our solar system and on our way to Alpha Centauri. After 4 years of travel, we have reached the first star system from our solar system. This is the Alpha Centauri system. It has two stars. What a great sight! The next bright star, known as Tau Ceti, is about 11 years from Earth, traveling at a speed of light. Let us go there. After this, there is Vela, about 26 years from Earth, at the speed of light. We begin to find that we have just started the journey into the huge Milky Way galaxy. We are seeing small and big stars. Some stars are 115 times bigger than our sun. The beauty of these stars is beyond our imagination on Earth. These creations of Allah are testimony to His greatness. These perfect systems are a great testimony to His grand design, perfectly organized and programmed. As we travel further into the galaxy, we find stars, planets, cluster of stars, nebula of many types, black holes, stardust clouds, giant and bright stars, stars in pairs, and many colorful objects, and so on. 3,000 years have passed now, and we are approaching the center of the Milky Way galaxy. You may ask us how we could have lived for 30,000 years. Please note that this is just our imagination to show you the huge distances we have to cover and the time it takes to do so. At the speed of light, do you think the time dilation phenomena of relativity will keep us alive? We do not know at this point. Anyway, the subject of this presentation is time concepts. It has been determined that to cross the Milky Way galaxy from end to end will take 100,000 years of Earth's time if one can travel at the speed of light. Now, we also know that our Milky Way is one of the millions of galaxies in the universe. The neighbor to the Milky Way is the Andromeda Galaxy, which also looks like a spiral galaxy. It will take 2 million years to go to the Andromeda Galaxy. As we leave our Milky Way and look back at it, it looks like a spiral with billions of stars in it. There are numerous groups and clusters of galaxies, and to travel through them may take 10,000 million years beyond our imagination. It is clear that space travel as we know it now will take millions of years to travel through Allah's universe if we travel with the speed of light. However, these millions of years mean the millions of orbits of our planet Earth around the sun. This is the way we have defined the time 1 year on Earth. Now let us think about Allah, who is the creator of the entire universe, which includes sun, Earth, moon, planets, solar systems, stars, nebula, black holes, galaxies, millions in numbers. Does Allah take 4 years to go to the next star from here? Does Allah need 100,000 years to cross our Milky Way galaxy from end to end? Does Allah need 2 million years to go to the Andromeda galaxy? The answer is no. For Allah, time does not mean anything. He is independent of space. He created time, and he is independent of time. He is omnipresent. He is present everywhere in the universe at the same time. He has knowledge of everything in the universe, and he hears everything in the heavens. For us, it takes millions of years to reach the stars or planets if we live that long and travel at the ultra-fast speed. For him, it takes no time because he is present everywhere and has power over everything. Let us study the Holy Quran. To God belong the East and the West. Whithersoever ye turn, there is the presence of God. For God is all-pervading, all-knowing. The heavens are in the east and west. Our earth is a tiny particle in the universe, and the universe is in the east and the west, or wherever we look. Allah is fully aware of everything and is present everywhere. He does not have to travel. As we know from the Quran, his throne doth extend over the heavens, Samawat, and the earth. God's knowledge is absolute and is not conditioned by time or space. Let us study the next verse. And verily we shall recount their whole story with knowledge, for we were never absent at any time or place. God's knowledge is never absent from any place or at any time, for time and place are relative conceptions for our limited nature. Let us study the next verse. Ah, indeed, are they in doubt concerning the meeting with their Lord? Ah, indeed, it is He that doth encompass all things. The key word in this verse is muhita. Allah doth encompass all things. We know from modern science that there are millions of galaxies, and they are so far that even with the speed of light, which is the fastest speed known to mankind, it will take millions of years to reach them. However, Allah encircles or surrounds all of them at the same instant. He envelops all his creations, visible or invisible. He has knowledge of all things. He created the time dimension, and he is independent of time. Let us pray for his mercy and forgiveness. He, out of his kindness and love, gave us some knowledge on this tiny planet Earth. O Allah, give us more knowledge about your creations so that we can further understand your glory and the unlimited power you have.